Hey there, it's Kate, and happy holiday season to you. This week, I'm sharing episodes on generosity, something on our minds more than ever this time of year. I hope they help the giving you're doing this year feel good. I also have just released the trailer for my new podcast called Finding the Throughline: Conversations About the Creative Process. The trailer is located right here in your feed. I hope you'll check it out. I am so excited to share these conversations with you starting in January. Cheers. What if you could become a better person, not by working harder, but by allowing your inherent goodness to take the lead? And not because you're a bad person, but because there's something inside you that's ready for more. How to Be a Better Person gives you one tiny step a day you can take to be the person you want to be. My mission? To help you keep growing. Hello, and welcome to How to Be a Better Person. I'm Kate, your host and author of the book, How to Be a Better Person. This week on the podcast, I'm talking about giving, because being generous and helpful to others is a key part of being a better person. But that's not to say that we have to be 100% selfless or always put others first or give until it hurts. So, how do we find that balance? Today's big idea is that when you think of what being a better person means, I'm guessing that being generous is one of the first things that pops into mind. Why is that? Well, being generous shows you care. It shows that you acknowledge and want to reduce someone else's suffering or help them get something that they need. If we look a little more deeply, being generous demonstrates that you believe in your own power to do good and to create positive changes in others and in the world at large. And when you believe in your own power to do good, you are naturally more willing and excited to put that power to use. Generosity is a virtue, but it isn't completely selfless. The funny paradox about giving is that it feels really good to help others. And those good feelings help energize you in all parts of your life. And when your energy gets raised, you help the people around you raise their game and their energy too, because that's the way energy works. It's mercurial. It jumps from one person to the other. One of my favorite quotes about giving is from Maya Angelou, who said, "I have found that among its other benefits, giving liberates the soul of the giver." In addition to being good for your soul, giving is good for your physical and mental health too. Studies have found that giving your time, money, and energy to others has positive impacts on your mental and physical health. Okay, so let's talk about those physical and mental benefits of giving that have been demonstrated by research. Giving has been shown to lower blood pressure, increase self-esteem, reduce depression, decrease stress levels, be associated with living longer, and producing greater feelings of happiness and satisfaction. That's some pretty powerful stuff. I remember the first year that my daughter got me a Christmas present. She was 5 or maybe 6, and she found a painting of sunflowers on the side of the road on her way home from the bus stop one day. She wrapped it up and put it under the tree and put my name on a sticker. And her Christmas enthusiasm that year was off the charts, I'm telling you. And really, it was all because she was excited to give me that painting. It was so, so sweet and a great reminder of the pure joy that can come from giving, especially when you're not bogged down in worrying that you got the right thing. But that's another episode. So why does giving feel so good? It has to do with your energy, not as in pep, like my grandmother used to call it, or stamina, but as in your vibration or just your state of being. Being of service and focusing on giving to others is a higher energy level than the energetic states that a lot of people can easily get trapped in, including apathy, resignation, anger, irritability, looking out for number one, or rationalizing. When you give, you aren't centering yourself. It gets you out of your typical thought patterns and helps you focus on what you could do to help someone else. And that is enlivening. You don't even have to actually be doing a generous act in order to be in the energy of giving. Even if you don't recognize a need, you can head into a situation with the intention of being of service. And just that alone, that switch in your mental focus is going to energize you. So your tiny assignment is, at some point in the next 24 hours, approach a situation with the simple intention to be of service. Something to keep in mind is that you're not looking for the right thing to do, because it's easy to get stuck in trying to figure out what that exact right thing is. And there may be multiple things that would be helpful and not one right thing. Just look for an opportunity to be of service. Whether you do something big, small, or somewhere in between, it really doesn't matter. This isn't a giving competition. If you aren't sure what would be useful, you can always ask, "How can I be of help?" Come back tomorrow when I'm diving into the very many ways you can give, not just with time and money, as so many of us assume. I'll talk to you then. How to Be a Better Person's theme song, Left for Deadish, is by Junior85. The episodes are mixed by Sound Advice Strategies. If you liked what you heard in this episode, share it with someone you think would like it too. Your voice matters. Also, How to Be a Better Person has an official newsletter that sends the past 5 episodes and a well-chosen meme to your inbox every weekend. Sign up at beabetterpersonpodcast.com and click on Get Podcast News. I also love to hear from listeners. I mean, I love it. Send me an email by clicking on the Contact Kate button at beabetterpersonpodcast.com, or you can tweet me at Kate W. Hanley, don't forget the W, or find me on Instagram at Kate Hanley Author. I look forward to connecting with you.